Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 13th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports in his Power On newsletter that Apple will launch new health features for AirPods sometime in the next year or two, with features that include the ability to get hearing data of some sort. AirPods have already featured Live Listen since iOS 12 launched back in 2018, which lets the iPhone act as a directional microphone and then transmits that audio captured by the phone to AirPods in real time. Gurman notes that Live Listen is not FDA approved, but that AirPods could eventually take on hearing aid functions more efficiently. In other speculative Apple news, the Financial Times sources say that CEO Tim Cook backed Operation Chief Jeff Williams to launch Apple's forthcoming mixed reality headset device this year, despite the industrial design team pushing back. They said the hardware category reportedly was not ready. Cook reportedly overruled these objections to launch the headset this year with a more limited product. After Apple's design chief Johnny Ive left the company back in 2019, Apple's design team now reports directly to Williams. Quick one here, Sony rolled out Discord voice chat support for PlayStation 5s following Microsoft's Xbox, which got Discord support last fall. Your move, Nintendo Switch. Samsung unveiled a 100x space zoom feature in its S20 Ultra back in 2020, with particular emphasis on the capability to take highly detailed photos of the moon, though the results have been in question since. On Friday, Reddit user iBreakPhotos accused the company of faking the detail in the photos using computational processing. iBreakPhotos took an intentionally blurry photo of the moon, then took another photo of that photo using a Samsung S23 Ultra, which created a more detailed photo of the moon that seemingly goes beyond pixel upscaling or lost data correction. Back in 2021, Input Mag also accused Samsung of fake detailed moon photos taken by the Galaxy S21 Ultra, although at the time, Samsung claimed, quote, no image overlaying or texture effects are applied when taking a photo. Also said, it does use AI to detect the moon's presence and then offers a detail enhancing function by reducing blurs and noises. Ars Technica sources say Apple and manufacturing partner Foxconn successfully convinced the Indian government to change labor laws in the state of Karnataka last month. That means Karnataka can now allow 12-hour shifts, that's up from the previous limit of 9 hours, similar to how the companies already operate in China. Karnataka also eased rules on nighttime work for women. The new legislation caps maximum working hours at 48 per week, but also raised the number of allowable overtime hours to 145 over a three-month period. That's up from 75. On Friday's DTNS, we walked through Silicon Valley Bank's struggles, attempting to look for a sale, then shut down by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, and takeover by the FDIC. At the time, the FDIC said it would reopen SVB branch locations Monday to give depositors access to their accounts. However, The FDIC only insured up to $250,000 per depositor, so there were a lot of questions about the safety of all those deposits above that number. On Sunday, regulators approved plans to backstop both depositors and financial institutions associated with both SVB and Signature Bank, which was also shut down over the weekend. The Federal Reserve also announced it will provide loans up to 1 year for institutions affected by the bank failures, designating both SVB and Signature Bank as systemic risks. The Federal Reserve is also creating a new bank term funding program to help safeguard institutions affected by market instability. On Monday, HSBC announced it would buy the UK arm of SVB for £1, so customers and businesses who couldn't withdraw their money could now access it as normal. The government and the Bank of England work with HSBC to secure the deal. The UK arm of SVB was said to be quite small, with just over 3,000 business customers. The Wall Street Journal sources say that Amazon and Rivian are in talks to end exclusivity on their 2019 electric van deal that has required Rivian to sell all of its vans it makes to Amazon. Amazon reportedly told Rivian it only wanted to buy about 10,000 vans this year, and Rivian wants to sell its delivery vans to other customers. An Amazon spokesperson said that the company remains committed to buying 100,000 vans from Rivian by 2030. Amazon is also Rivian's largest shareholder, with a 17% stake in the company and a seat on Rivian's board of directors. Finally, radio service TuneIn rolled out a new interactive map feature Monday called TuneIn Explorer to iOS and Android devices. TuneIn Explorer had been available on the web since last month, but is now on mobile too and can access more than 100,000 local AM and FM radio stations from almost every country in the world. As a user, you click on the radio tab at the top of the TuneIn mobile app. You zoom in to find a specific region, or you type a specific location or station into the search bar at the bottom left-hand side. Filters can access music genres like classical, rock, and hip-hop, plus news, sports, various podcasts, and can also search by language. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.